الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على نبي المصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاذكروني أذكركم، صدق الله العظيم. Today we want to talk on zikr, but before that, one brother asked yesterday, he said he advised somebody to keep a beard, and the person told him it's unhygienic. So this is all the teaching and the influence of Western culture, that we think it is unhygienic. So the answer is very simple and clear. First of all, if anyone knows, in my limited knowledge, I don't know of any related disease that is with the beard, that because of the beard is unhygienic, that's why people are getting this disease, or even one person got a disease. If the beard is unhygienic, then the hair on the head, is that not unhygienic also? And who are these people who want to tell us the beard also? We make ghusl regularly, wuzu 5 times a day, and one of the commandments of wuzu is to make khilal in the beard. So where can it be left unhygienic in any way whatsoever? And then the hair of the head, that is, how many people who keep hair, don't wash the hair, don't clean it, etc., don't comb it. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali had told us that the order of the beard, there are 3 orders. Taghseel, to wash the beard regularly. Then tadheen, to oil the beard. And tashmeet, to comb the beard. Those are the orders of the beard. So where can any unhygienic thing be left? And these people who teach us, and their influence and their culture and their education through schools and through periodicals, newspapers, TV items, and they put this filth in the minds of Muslim people. And the actual bimari illness is lack of love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If a person loves Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will just love to keep the beard. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that Sikhs, who are the followers of the guru, they fight court cases in America, Europe, in Western countries, when they are not allowed to serve in the military, in the traffic department, or any department with a beard. They don't allow it. So they fight court cases, and they win the court cases. So much they want to follow the guru that they even fight court cases. So if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to ask in the qabr that, my ummati, what did you dislike in the beard that you did not keep a beard? When these people went to such extents of fighting expensive lawsuits and they win the cases, what fault did you find in this beautiful countenance of the beard? Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also said that Maulana went to a murid of his friend's house, and he brought the baby for Maulana to make dua or to blow on the child. The child started screaming, crying. So they were friends with the Maulana. So he said, you see, Maulana, that's why we don't keep beards. Even little children are frightened of the beard, and they feel that some very frightening person is here. So Maulana explained, that is not the case. The baby always thought a person has to have a mother and father. But this baby thought he got 2 mothers. That when he rubs his hand on the face of the father, then also it is no hair. Mother also, no hair. And a baby's children are usually very open with the mother. They even slap the mother. They swear, shout at the mother also. But the father, they dare not do it. They know they will get a hiding. So the father has got that raw. So he thought today he's seeing a father. That the father looks like this. This is how a father appears. So anyway, these people, it's only 200 years that the first Western country to have bathroom in the house was France. Before that, they had only public bathrooms, where when they very seldom they would go and bath. The cold countries also, Europe, so they hardly used to bath. When on the other hand, Islam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1400 years ago, in a country like Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, in a city like that, in the country of Saudi Arabia, desert country, he made ghusl faraz on the people. He made five times wudu faraz on the people, according to whenever a person has to make wudu, and in a desert where water is not easily found, who are they to speak about cleanliness and about hygiene? Islam has taught this so long ago. Then Islam has taught the hygiene of istinja, which till today, Western writers have written, we are 1400 years behind Islam as far as cleanliness is concerned. That in Islam, 1400 years ago, we have been taught not only with the clod of mud or with the tissue paper, but that you must wash yours, clean yourself. And this is, when you use a tissue paper, you are like polishing yourself. That is all, you don't clean yourself. The dirt remains there. The example I gave yesterday, or one of these days, that one person who was working on the ship, and they didn't like him using water. He told them to put condensed milk on their hand. And then he told them to lick it. They licked it. After that he said, lick it some more. Again the taste came. But when they washed it, the taste was not gone. Then they realized that when Muslims who wash themselves, that dirt is completely gone. And then the sad story does not end there. Till today, their bathing system is a bath, which we also Muslims just follow what the architect puts in for us, or that we put a bath. Most of us don't lie down in a bath and bath. We shower. And the best is not even a shower, but from a bucket that you bath. You take the bucket, the amount of saving that is in there, and every goodness in a shower, you stand and bath, which is also shamelessness. If you bath from a bucket, you sit down on a stool or something. There is much more sharam and haya and shame in there. So that is our way. So anyway, till today, the end that bath, especially with water conservation, which is a major issue throughout the world, and not only when it was a water conservation issue, even before, the whole family all will bath in the same water. And the first one who goes in, and he didn't make his istinja use water, he only polished himself. So that water, that definitely rubs off onto the water, it goes in the water. And lying in a tub of water, inadvertently water goes through your mouth, goes through your nose, goes in your ears, etc. And then everyone comes with his little bit of filth and dirt in there. And this they call cleanliness. And they're telling us what is hygiene and what is cleanliness. Where have they even got an idea? Besides that also, the beard we keep. And we keep a proper sunnat beard. But they also keep beards. But they keep it in the wrong places. Where they're not supposed to keep the beard. And there where all the dirt is, under the armpits. If ever you see sometimes this athletics or the sports people, and they lift up their arms, it's a jungle there. And the perspiration, the sweat, the dirt that comes, the face doesn't sweat as much as you sweat under your armpits. Your armpits is the main place where you sweat. And at your pelvis, between your thighs, that's the main places you sweat. And there they keep jungles there, which keeps all the dirt and filth. Whereas a Muslim, not allowed to keep that hair for more than 40 days. On a weekly basis, a Muslim is encouraged to remove all that hair. And a Muslim is recognized how many places where somebody died in an accident, there was nobody to identify. The police has contacted a Muslim person that it looks like it's a Muslim person. His hair is all cleaned out. They know that Muslims do this. So what cleanliness hasn't Islam have got? And besides that, one other point that which many of us, I mentioned it to one in one place, and a close friend who listened to the bayan, he came and he was very appreciative. There's a roll-ons that we use, mum roll-on, etc., in order to avoid the smell of the perspiration of the sweat. This mum, what it does, it closes the pores, doesn't allow the sweat to come out. Sweat is the dirt of the body that has to come out. Then after that bath, cleanse yourself, but it has to come out. When you don't allow the dirt to come out, this causes also one of the major causes of cancer is the sweat that remains within the body. And when this mum roll on and all these other things like this, we are actually blocking and we don't allow. This is their cleanliness, that they are dirty inside and on top they just put, they spray some sprays, etc., and some deodorants and some fragrances, and they make themselves look, smell nice. But in fact, it's all dirt. And this example our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives, which will fit in here also, but that is more on a person who commits guna and just makes superficial tawbah, not sincere tawbah. Hadrat gives an example, it is like a cat, which this example is from Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali. When a cat defecates, all the dirt it takes out, then he just takes some sand with its paws and covers it up, very lightly. So the dirt is covered up, nobody can know. But when the rain comes, the rain, all that sand is removed. And the terrible smell then of the cat's feces, the smell is very terrible which comes out. So a person also who just makes guna and just covers it up, he doesn't really make tawbah come out of his guna. He doesn't make sincere istighfar, he just covers it up a little bit, and then when Allah's azab comes, and then it opens up, that smell is worse than even that of the cat. So just like that, all this sweat that, etc., and covering it up just with perfumes, and with all the deodorants, and with all these things, they're just covering it up. And the dirt that smells is even worse. When they don't bath, when they don't use, every now and then you'll see them, a lady while she's driving, she lowers the visor, and then she's busy with her makeup and all that. And all the time they just were there. And then you'll see in the aeroplane, every now and then, or at least when they are getting off, they use the sprays and they spray. All the time. They're just covering up the dirt. And the dirt is terrible. So they have no right whatsoever. And very sad that Muslims, we fall for what their propaganda is. And we think that the beard has got, is unhygienic. This is sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And keep it in the proper way. Which is just the 5 times wuzu is more than enough. Besides that, the command of the beard is that it must be washed, it must be oiled, and it must be combed. But also not to the other extent that all the time we just busy in that. Like feminist traits that we have. And we also just busy with it all the time. That is also our buzurgs dislike those people who all the time busy combing their hair, if they've got zulfa, busy combing their beard all the time. Too much all concerned about this. That is a dislike quality. May Allah Ta'ala let us understand our deen properly and understand what great ni'mat and what a clean and pure deen. Allah is Subhan pure. He gave us a pure Nabi. He gave us a pure deen also. So though we must not be influenced by these people, and the answers are open. Everyone knows. Also one more thing. A friend of ours who told in Wombats, he explained us, Bella Bella now, the new name. The public pools there, at one time, they tested the water for urine content. They found it's got 65% of urine in it. And it's only kept sparkling with all the chemicals in there. That is all what is keeping that pool sparkling and clean. And with how much of relish our people go into that pool. The public pool there. And they enjoy themselves. And when you're in water, inadvertently water goes into your system through your mouth, through your nose, your ears, water enters and they enjoy. One friend also of Bella Bella told us, who's got an outfitting shop, ladies' clothes, men clothes also. He said that a 60-year-old nanima, granny, came there and she said, "Bhai, ek bikini aapne." And that I want to buy a bikini, because they don't allow you in the public pool with full clothes. When our women do go into the pools anywhere, they will wear complete, cover themselves and go. But she wanted a bikini because they don't allow without burqa and that, they'll never allow you there. And a 60-year-old granny, She wants a big kidney now. That type of life. And we're going into the pool that has got 65% urine. Whose urine? If it's Muslim people's urine, it's also filthy, it's dirty. But it's from halal products. Whether it's our chicken, whether it's our food that we eat. People who eat swine and people who eat haram. All the dirt and filth, their urine, how much more contaminated and how terrible. And urine has got such terrible chemicals in it, very poisonous. And that you go into. So may Allah let us understand, our pure deen, appreciate it. And the thing is, we must propagate it. We not propagating our deen, they propagating their filth and dirt. We are responsible. We left a vacuum. So they are propagating all their filth and dirt if we propagated our pure deen. Today, the importance of zikr, there are two, three kitabs also which are ready. One is Thanai Hamid, one is which is printed now, and I think it's being given out also. The Muraqabah, and the importance of zikr and Muraqabah. That kitab. So study this kitab. Zikr is very, very important for a salik, a person who wants to reach Allah Ta'ala. And also again, unfortunately, what is most important, most beneficial, we are most unmindful and we are most, we don't do that what is most important. Zikr is one of the major, major ingredients for a salik to reach Allah Ta'ala. And it is in fact, when you are by your sheikh, then even if you don't get time for your zikr fully, but you are in the company of your sheikh, if he's having programs the whole day. One time, when Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came, he asked ulama that, how were the programs, any problem people got with the programs, etc. Well, good friend of ours, Maulana Yusuf Monia, Damat Barakatum, he said, Hazrat, the programs are too long. After Fajr program, after Zohar, after Isha, you don't sleep before 12 o'clock. That is a legacy of Tabligh Jamaat. Till 12 o'clock you don't sleep, program, bayan, tashkil. So he said, programs are too long. And this is not right. So Hadraji said, he explained one day, not every day. One day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made for bayan after Fajr till Zohar. After Zohar till Asr, after Asr till Maghrib, all the time, the whole day bayan. So sometimes it happens. So if you come to your sheikh and the whole day's programs like that, then if you don't make your zikr, you are excused. Also sometimes it happens that, for example, you go to some place and you're normal, your awwabin you have to make after Maghrib, but bayan is after Maghrib. Now when do you do your awwabin? And bayan only finishes at Isha Azan time. Now you have to prepare for Isha. No time. So when on such occasions, then when your sheikh is present, then the heater will come from the heater itself. The heat will come from the heater itself. Your sheikh is sufficient. And still, and that is also, if the whole day there were programs. If the no sheikh keeps programs from Asr till Fajr till Zohar, from Zohar till Asr, Asr till Maghrib, Maghrib to Isha, no one keeps such programs so long. So you do get time. So make your zikr. One close friend of ours who was here, mashallah, he does lot of work of deen. His bayans in the ladies, in the men, students all the time. So he said that he doesn't get time to make his zikr. Tilawat. So I told him, make that less. Allow for this. If you haven't got anything inside you, what are you going to give? If the train is moving, but a goods train, but no goods on the train. Your delivery truck comes to deliver, but no goods on the delivery truck. So first fill up goods on the truck. Then go and deliver. Don't send your delivery truck out without goods on it. Or you make a big box, your consignment you are sending, empty box. Fill it up first. Then it's going to give the benefit to the people. So we must have time for our zikr. No matter how busy. When I returned from my studies and I spent time with my first sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, where mashallah we were making zikr, and I returned, that was on the ship, the Karanja, which was its last voyage. After that it didn't sail after that. But anyway, for about 25 days we were at sea. From Bombay to Durban. And I was alone. We had a company in our cabin, but not like those people, just we were cabin mates. That's all we were, but we weren't not like close friends. So I was like on my, in a world of my own. And just coming out from Hazrat Shaykh's Khanka, it was ajeeb. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave tawfiq of tahajjud, and on the ship I should go right on top. And on top there was a glass room. And there I should make my tahajjud by Allah's fazl and karam, and I should make my zikr there alone, bara tasbih, which is 1300 times zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And sometimes it rained heavily on the sea. You just see water all around you, and it's you and your Allah. On the whole, dil mera ho jaye ek maidan e hu, that there is nothing and nobody, it's nothing else. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. You are alone with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Anyway, this kaifiyat which we had got, then when came here, now you got involved here in South Africa, though alhamdulillah we didn't get involved in any outward form of dunya also, it was just dini, madrasa, teaching, imamat, etc. So I wrote to Hadrat, that Hadrat, I don't get time to make zikr now. So Hadrat understood, he's an experienced man, very experienced man. So he told me, the day you write to me that you don't get time to eat, then this excuse of yours will be valid. Ruh ka faqa, and ruh is also masculine, and faqa is also masculine. So it's ruh ka faqa. Ruh zikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa. It's not feminine. And don't, everywhere we have to bring femininity. We bring femininity in everything. No, it's zikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa. So a person who doesn't eat is starving his soul. If a person who doesn't make zikr, he's starving his soul. A person who doesn't eat will starve his body. And we know, we can't stay without our food. Just let now the Eid moon be seen and see how people will go wild with their food. Eid's day, overeating is a major problem with everyone. As though we never saw food like whole Ramzan, we got it in our mind. I never ate whole Ramzan. But the amount we ate at iftari time, seri time, after Isha, so much we are eating more and more rich food, more calories in our food. But we think we haven't eaten and we go like wild on the day of Eid. So if we don't eat, we South Africans are famous for that. You just go on a short journey, but you hardly travel 5 minutes, and then you see samosas coming out, peanuts coming out, sweets coming out. We just finish eat now. We just had breakfast, we just had lunch, and now everything is coming out again. And therefore, every garage has to have toilets also. Because the amount when your intake is so much, your output is also going to be so much. So anyway, so if we don't eat, what will happen? We know. So the same way, if we don't make zikr, what will happen? And zikr, while some people again go to the other extreme of zikr, that they include, and it is included. Quran tilawat is also zikr. Your tasbihat is also zikr. And the zikr that we make is also zikr. Namaz is also zikr. Controlling your eyes is also zikr. Controlling your tongue is also zikr. So they say we are making zikr all the time. In fact, the same question, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi wrote to my first Shaykh, Madan Muhammad Zakaria sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, when Hazrat encouraged him and Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullahi alayhi that in the Darul Ulooms they should make students make zikr also. So Allama Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi say, this what they are doing from morning to night, is this not zikr? This they are making zikr. Fajr namaz they are making is zikr. Zohar is zikr. Tilawat, going for sabak is zikr. Studying your sabak is zikr. All this is also zikr. Hadrat Rahmatullah Ali explained that the specific type of zikr, technically you can include all that in, but what is known and what everyone knows, what is zikr? This is just like jihad. Jihad, every effort of deen is jihad. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has made one bab, going for Jummah namaz is also jihad. It's an effort. And especially for a businessman, what a big effort. Tahajjud namaz is from the word jihad. To get up at that time is what an effort. So everything will be included in that. But the whole ummah, every non-Muslim also know that jihad refers to a specific type of thing. And that is fighting on the battlefield. That is what is called jihad. All this by and large, by and sundry is also included in jihad. But what is jihad? Everyone know what we are referring to when you speak of jihad. In the same way, all by and sundry, everything is included in zikr. But zikr is that one specific where you sit down and you just repeat the name of Allah. Remembering Allah Ta'ala. And remembering Him with your tongue. That is what is called zikr. Not only sitting and with your heart, in your heart you remember Allah Ta'ala. So this zikr, this is a very important aspect for a salik. But unfortunately, many, many people, majority, we become bay'at. Perhaps some do zikr for a few days, but then after that we don't do zikr again. And we don't follow up with it. So the zikr is when you are with your sheikh, the sheikh is your inspiration. But when you are not there, the zikr takes the place of the sheikh. And now, you take your warmth with zikr. Your warmth and your food of your ruh. When you are with your sheikh, then don't make zikr, even in his presence. If a senior person makes zikr while he's completing his wazifas in the presence of his junior person, he's sitting in the presence of his senior, adab there. A senior person, he can be sitting one side and be making his own zikr, no problem. But a junior must not do it in front of a senior. A senior is permitted that he can do it, but a junior should not do this. So that is, so in front of, and in fact, the seriousness of this matter, one murid of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he was sitting and making zikr, sitting right in front of Hazrat. Hazrat sent him right to the back of the masjid. That you go and make, if you want to sit here, you listen to me. If you want to make your zikr, you go and sit right there at the back. So in the presence of the sheikh, we should not be engaged. All what you are getting from your sheikh. But in the absence of your sheikh, and you can't remain with your sheikh 24 hours, and you shouldn't also. Even the hadith says, وَجَبَتْ مُحَبَّتِ لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَا وَلِلْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيَا وَلِلْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ مُتَزَاوِرِينَ from ziyarat, visiting. What is called visiting? You go and stay there permanently. And you went and visit somebody, you don't move from there. You're sitting put. That is not called the visit. That you are now, you are causing, if the son-in-law comes to the in-law's place, they get happy, you came, our daughter came home. But if you don't talk of going again, and now you just want to make that your home, there's a problem. Visiting is you come and go. So with your sheikh also, you come and go. Not that you stay put. And this is normally for ordinary person. But for the real ashiks and lovers, like Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, Kunto alzimu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Abu Huraira used to stay with him so close all the time. Our sheikh says that his sheikh, Hadrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, said, Abu Hakim Akhtar stays with me like a suckling baby, a child who is drinking milk with the mother. That child is not separated from the, not that he makes ziyarat, comes for a little while and goes away. That baby is all the time with the mother. Like that, a person who stays, he also gets that. But it must be from both sides. How the mother loves a child, the child can't do without a mother. That is where you get that. So, the zikr is a very, very important aspect for a salik, that when we, in this path, in order to purify ourselves. Zikr zakir ko mazkur tak poncha deta hai. Zikr takes the one who is making zikr, the zakir, the one who is doing the action of zikr, till the one, he takes it to the one whose zikr is being made, to Allah Ta'ala. Zikr zakir ko mazkur tak poncha deta hai. Zikr takes the one who is making zikr to the one whose zikr is being made. Allah's zikr is being made. Zikr is your conveyance, is your vehicle. You are sitting, you are the one who's making the zikr, you are sitting in the car, you the driver. And it will take you to your destination. To Allah Ta'ala. Zikr will take you to your destination. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali asked the Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, his sheikh, that when zikr will do everything, then why do we need a sheikh? Everyone knows how to make zikr. You can make zikr on your own. So who doesn't know how to take Allah's name, to repeat the name of Allah? So why do you need a sheikh? You can just start making zikr. And ulama read in all the kitabs. Every kitab has got kitabu zikr. And that how to with zikr and what to do, etc. So you can just read in the kitab. And you can do your zikr from there. Today you can go on the internet, just type in zikr and see, well, you will get more than enough information on that. So why do you need a sheikh? Allahu Akbar. Hakimul Ummat was Hakimul Ummat. He said, Khaja sahab, no doubt, zikr is going to do your work. Zikr, zakir ko maskur tak poncha dega. You will reach by Allah Ta'ala. Zikr, zakir ke dil ko muzakka bana deta hai. Musaffa, mujalla bana deta hai. Zikr makes the heart of the one who makes zikr, it purifies the heart. Zikr polishes the heart of the one who's making zikr. Zikr shines the heart of the one who's making zikr. Zikr will do all that. But that zikr is just like the example, you got a bread, loaf of bread on the table, and there is a knife. What's going to cut the bread? The knife. But will the bread knife get up on its own and cut it? It will have to be in somebody's hand. So just like that, the zikr has to be in the hand of the sheikh. The sheikh will have to, and when you cut that also, you'll cut according to the pressure required. You'll cut how thin or thick you want the slices of bread. So the person who is doing it, he's going to be cutting. Eh? Not the knife is just going to get up on its own and it's going to cut. Eh? Even if you got a bread cutting machine, but somebody will have to put the bread there. And then the machine will cut. But you will have to, somebody will have to put it. So the sheikh, the zikr the sheikh prescribes, that is also very, very important. Many, many of our friends write, since you told me, and you can make out whether a person is genuine or not, we are making zikr all the time. And the zikr you told us of subhanallah so many times, and we never told them subhanallah. We told them 100 times la ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah, Allah. And they put their own things. And so that shows they're not making zikr. They just for the sake of writing, they're writing, we are making our zikr. They're not making zikr, the fact is. So otherwise, if they would listen properly, and they say many things, we have this you told us to do, this zikr, we never told all those zikrs. Our zikr, we know what we told, what is 100 times la ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah. But they are reading all other things also. Eh? And they're not reading what has been prescribed. So if you tell the doctor, I'm taking your medicine regularly, but you're taking some other medicine. Eh? So you're not taking the medicine the doctor gave. So you need the sheikh, and the sheikh will see, prescribe how much zikr you have to make. And how much according to your person. The general prescription, like the GP generally, for anyone, he'll give antibiotics. Whatever, it's not working, second time, third time, now he'll refer you to a specialist. He'll refer you to the hospital. Now you go there. So general, the zikr that is prescribed in our silsila. Also, yeah, another very important thing is that many of us make this mistake also. We see the zikr of some other silsila, you seem to like it. Or somebody sees our silsila, you are of a different silsila. You must stick to your silsila. When we were in Dioban at one time, Hafiz Ibrahim, if I remember his name, he was teaching in Germiston, he's in Nantes now. So they were studying in Gujarat. We were in Dioban, and just before Ramzan, quite a few students came. They were going to Saharanpur by Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. We were also going. So he also, we hosted them. And then when I came to find out, he's bayat with Maulana As'ad sahab. I told him, for you to go to Saharanpur, what a great sheikh, Maulana Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakaria. You won't benefit there. You go to your sheikh. You stick to your silsila. A woman is married to her husband, and she sees another more wealthier man, more handsome man, and she wants to go there. No, you stick to your husband. You can't just run harjai, that wherever you just like to go, you just go there. No, you stick. You will get your benefit. Your goodness is only with your husband. And the same way with her husband, his goodness is only with his wife. Not any other Coca-Cola bottle he sees, or any other just some smell he gets of a woman, and he runs here and he runs there. That is like a dog that got rabies, a mad dog. that is running everywhere here and there. So in the same way, in madrasas also, students, that madrasa gives off like this, that madrasa is better, run to this madrasa, run to that madrasa. Ye harjai jo hai, rolling stone gathers no moss. Stick to your place where you are. So the same way in the silsilas also, who you are bayat to, and you have become, unless there is a serious problem, then it's different. Then you change your madrasa. Marriages break up also when it's a serious problem. But not just for any small and everything that you change from one place to another. You must stick to your silsila. And our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, in that also, he said that the Shaykh is not the object. Allah is the object. If after you have been reasonable time with your Shaykh, and you have been doing what you are supposed to do, and you haven't found Allah, and because you can't communicate with your Shaykh, distance problem, language problem, or attitude, your mizaj, you are not on the same wavelength, you are different, you just can't communicate with your Shaykh, then after proper mashura, choose another Shaykh. But not again after two months, 2 weeks, 2 years, you go to another Shaykh. No, you stick to your Shaykh. That is very, very important. So when you have, the zikr the Shaykh prescribes, follow that zikr and do it as he has prescribed. It's very, very important. We cannot enough emphasize the importance of zikr in suluk. It is a very, very important aspect, but very, almost every one of us are negligent in this. And then we find we are not reaching our destination. Or we are imagining we are reaching our destination. And the example of that is that person who sees a mirage. Sarab in Arabic. Who sees a mirage, in the distance there is water. So he thinks, I'm there, I've reached. But when he reaches there, he hasn't found Allah still. He thinks, I've reached Allah Ta'ala. So dhikr, the importance of it is so much. Then the method of it is also important. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, there are many people who their whole life are making zikr, but they're not doing it correctly. So if you're not doing it correctly, also how will you reach by Allah Ta'ala? In order to reach by Allah Ta'ala, you must make your zikr, and you must make it correctly. And the main ingredients which Hazrat at that time explained, what is not making correct zikr, ke pabandi se zikr nahi karte, aashiqana zikr nahi karte. We don't make zikr regularly, punctually. Now in Ramzan we are making, yeah, but when we go out from here, already from each day we find we are negligent. We are not making. And also remember, there are occasions when a person can't do his full zikr. But don't be completely negligent. Like you can't have your proper breakfast. You are going to catch a plane. You have got an important appointment. You are leaving early. And then you have half a cup of tea. The wife says, take a banana with it. It will keep you going. But every day you don't suffice on half a cup tea. And every day you don't just have one banana, you have your full breakfast. Some emergency you have there. So sometimes when you can't make your dhikr complete, then you make at least little bit. Don't neglect it completely. If you are making 100 times, la ilaha illallah, make it 50, make it 25, make it 10. But don't neglect it completely. Keep that contact. This contact is very, very important. Sometimes due to, and this is now, don't make it an excuse that every day I'm a very busy man, so I can't do it. No, do it, and only when you genuine need, then you lessen it, but don't leave it out. Make your zikr, whatever little bit it is, even if it is just 10 times, but make your zikr. Then, when we're making our zikr, so one is regularly. The other is aashiqana, with love of Allah. And first, develop that love, come to your Shaykh regularly. And get the ma'rifat, recognition of Allah. How much you will gain Allah's ma'rifat, so much Allah's muhabbat will also come. Also those ulama who are teaching, for example, they are teaching big hadith kitabs, they have to make mutala all the time, they don't get time to finish their mutala. What kitabs they have to teach, they have to refresh their lessons again. So, but they also must make their zikr. That will be part of zikr also, but little bit zikr, even if it is 10 times, and that also with the mashura of the Shaykh. Don't just make it yourself a permanent. Sometimes when you cannot manage on your own, then you just make 10 times, 25 times, 50 times, you make it less, how much you can manage. But if it is, you have got involved so much in other deeni affair matters, then you can make it, but make mashura with your share, that if I make my zikr less, if I make my tilawat less, because I've got all these other important duties, then that is also acceptable. So, and the other is ashiqana, with love take Allah Ta'ala's name. The example we give, like for example, with zikr you get the love of Allah. You take somebody's name with great love and relish, how that person enjoys. If your name, so wife's name is Fatima, and you read in a book, if I make Fatima's zikr, she will become mine. And she will just be made over me. And you say, in front of me, you're reading Fatima, 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 Fatima. She'll think you've gone mad or something. She'll tell you, stop this nonsense. What you up to? And she'll even give you one slap. But one time you take her name, Ashiqana, Fatima, how she will melt in front of you. And like this, Allah's name. Some of us, just to finish the numbers, Allah, la, 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 la. And half sleepy also. Some of us, we make la ilaha zikr also, la ilaha, and we fall asleep. And then we get up after a minute, 2 minutes, again, la ilaha, and we fall asleep. All the time, what was your zikr? There is no God. There is no Allah. And you think I made zikr. And you say, why I'm not, so long I'm bayat, I haven't found anything. You doing the opposite of zikr. That is not zikr, to say illallah. That is the important thing. But you're just saying la ilaha all the time. You're negating Allah Ta'ala. So, and zikr also, you need bodily strength also. And you need mental strength also. Any person can understand, if you are very sleepy and you are driving, what will happen? If you are very sleepy, even if you are eating, what will happen? You'll eat all the wrong things and you'll eat also upside down. So you have to be fresh in your mind. If you are very weak, physically weak also, and you're walking, you are physically weak, you'll fall down this side, you'll fall down that side, you'll wobble, you can't walk straight. So in order to make zikr, you need also strength. You need physical strength in order to make zikr. So choose the time, not when you are half sleepy. Like many people like they sleep after fajr. So zikr time after fajr. So it's a sleeping session. In the morning we also have after fajr. And we see quite a few of our students also who come, who catch up on the sleep in there. 10 minutes sleeping period. And then the nature of human is also programmed such. The minute the zikr start and you doze off. And your alarm is set. The minute zikr ends, when dua starts, then your eyes open. Or sometimes when the dua ends, then your eyes open. So then what kind of zikr is there? Zikr must be done with full concentration. And then make little bit muraqabah of the value and importance of zikr. Which Allah Ta'ala says, all this is written in the kitab, I'm doing it very briefly, but study, not only read those kitabs, study those kitabs. And just like any gadget you buy, electronic, any gadget, you don't understand it, you go through the instructions. Then you put it in, you're now getting it right. When you start using it, if you go back to the instructions again, you'll see how many more things you can do. With just one pressing, one, two buttons, it can do this also, it can do this also, as you get used to it. Your car you buy, it has got so many features in it. And some of you, as a driver, you know, but new cars have got so many new features. If you study the handbook, you will study the instructions manual, you'll come to know that what your car can do. And as you are driving, after 6 weeks, again you go back to your manual and you study it again. You'll see how many points you missed which you can apply now. So zikr also, refer to the kitabs again. Start to re-study the kitabs. Start making your zikr, refer back to the kitab. You will see what new points you are picking up. And then you will see how valuable your zikr is becoming. So one muraqabah is of durood sharif. Agar zubah pe, salli ala na ho. If on your tongue there isn't durood sharif, to kya athar hoga aho fuga mein. Then even your crying and sobbing to Allah won't have that effect. With durood sharif, that crying and sobbing will have such great. So your zikr also is zikr. But with durood sharif, the value will become much more. So read durood sharif one time. Then make this dua. that ana jalisu man dhakarani, that Allah says, I'm the person, I sit with you when you make my zikr. I'm by you when you are making my zikr. Make muraqabah of this, fadhkuruni adhkurkum. You remember me, I am remembering you. That Allah is remembering me. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, middle of the night, you get up, you want to go toilet. Or some bang you heard of a door, a window, anything you heard. Or, Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali used to say, bed bugs are my alarm clock. When you are really in need of sleep, deep, proper sleep, you'll fall asleep, even bed bugs bite you, mosquitoes, you won't feel it. But when your sleep becomes lighter, you had your basic sleep, whether it's 2 hours, 3 hours, now you'll start feeling the bed bugs. Now you'll start feeling the mosquitoes. So that is the time, Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali used to say, they may alarm clock to wake me up now to get up for my tahajjud. And to turn to Allah Ta'ala. So this bang we hear, going to the toilet, it is actually Allah who is telling, I'm remembering you, I want you to remember me, so I woke you up. And then we just take a turn on the side of the bed and we sleep again. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, if you don't have that courage to go and make wudu, make 2-4 rakats of tahajjud namaz, at least just sit up on your bed. And Allah gave you your begging bowl ready with you. Just put your 2 hands together and it's your begging bowl, beg from Allah Ta'ala. Make 1 dua, make 2 duas, 10 duas, then sleep. If you, even without wudu, even not so much, while you're lying on your side, make some duas. Talk with Allah Ta'ala. Make tawbah, make istighfar. Allah is remembering you, you remember Him. Allah remembers us all the time. And when, how Allah Ta'ala remembers us, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. A Sahih Hadith, that when you remember Allah in a gathering, Allah on your own, individually, like you make sometimes, and our zikr also, part of it make it on your own, part of it make it with friends. There is completely different effect on both zikrs. Make it half-half or whatever, but make on your own also zikr, and make with your friends also. Every masjid there should be zikr. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali said, in his old age, when he was paralyzed, when he had so many illnesses, he said, I traveled the world only with one purpose in mind, to establish the halaqat, the gatherings of zikr. And Hadrat, he wrote to Mufti Shafi Sahib, Maulana Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, all the big madrasas, he says, where there isn't zikr, then you have fitnas and problems in a madrasa also, in a dini place also. And we mentioned many places to the people of the Jamaat, in many countries, they said that we, all these problems we have got here. So I told them the solution is that you have zikr also. Zikr keeps the shaitan away. Zikr keeps away the ego of people and the nafsaniyat of people. Otherwise, this politics has come in every, our homes, there is politics. In Tabligh Jamaat, there is politics. Khankas, there is politics. Darul Ulooms, there is politics. It has permeated and entered into everything. And it is destroying us. The solution to it is regular zikr. This will keep away fitnas. Fitnas which have come will go away. Fitnas are on their way. They will send them back again. So zikr is very, very important. So we should make the zikr and think that Allah Ta'ala, that we are sitting and making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So when you are making zikr on your own, then Allah remembers you on His own also. And when you make zikr in a gathering, Allah remembers you in a gathering which is more superior than your gathering. And that details also comes in another hadith, that Allah Ta'ala, whenever people gather to make zikr, how we are doing after Isha, after Fajr, have in your masjids also, try and have in your home with your family, wherever you can have zikr majlis. Then when you have in a majlis, Allah calls an ijtima. The word ijtima is used in the hadith. Allah calls an ijtima indal malaikatil muqarrabin. And the malaika muqarrabin. Those malaika who are the close malaika angels of Allah Ta'ala. Only they are allowed to come. Not all the others. They must carry on with their work. Just like in Tabligh Jamaat we have old workers jor. Then only old workers are supposed to come. Sometimes those who are 4 mandas, who gave 40 days, they are told to come. So like this ijtima by Allah is only عند الملائكة المقرمين وعند أرواح المرسلين. And the arwah of the mursaleen, the anbiya are not allowed to come. The mursaleen who are of the higher grade, they are in front of them. And in front of them, Allah boasts about this gathering. And what Allah boasts about, that we will come to just now. In another hadith, and this all, just think of it lightly, that there is a group of malaika who are making gasht all the time. One group of malaika, like we have wusuli gasht, we have umumi gasht, we have khususi gasht, all different types. This is one gasht for these malaika to only look for the gatherings of zikr. And where they find the gathering of zikr, then they call out to the others, what you were looking for, we have found it, here it is. Like for example, you're looking for the keys of the house, or the car, every family member is looking. The one who finds it, oh, I found it, here it's here, all rush to him there. Oh, it was here all the time. Where were we looking for it? It's here all the time. So like that, the malaika are looking for those gatherings of zikr. And when they find it, they express the great joy, and they call all the other, and in these days, when the zikr majalis are so rare, you can imagine how happy that we found a zikr majlis in these times here, and we found it in this masjid, we found it in that place. Your home you can make like that, your little musalla you can make like that, where the malaika will throng and they will come there. You can be out on a farm, you can be out in a concrete jungle in a city where people are so busy, but you're having a zikr majlis, the malaika are coming there. And then when the malaika come, they make their safs. We make our safs one behind the other. They make the safs one on top of the other, until they reach by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah interrogates them. And this interrogation is not that Allah doesn't know, waliyazu billah. Wa huwa alam. Allah knows everything. But in order to show the honor of those people. And this is the same thing what Allah boasts in front of the malaika also, and in front of the mursaleen. Allah asks them, from where are you coming? Wa huwa alam. Allah knows exactly from where they, but He wants to show the honor of the zikr gathering. They say, we're coming from a certain, why? What's happening there? They're making your zikr. What? They're making my zikr? They saw me. No, they didn't see you. Had they seen me, they should have even made more your zikr. For what they are making zikr for? What they want? Our niyat. How they want jannah. Did they see Jannat? No. Had they seen, even more they should. What they frightened for and asking refuge from Jahannam, hellfire. Did they see? No. Had they seen, even more effort they should have been made. So they in this way. And then there is a group of malaika. These were those, that group that found the gathering of zikr. And they called the other malaika. They throng around. Haffathumul malaika. The malaika envelope them, cover them completely. They with their rahmat, that is Allah's rahmat. Is if you want problems to be solved, sit in a gathering of zikr where the rahmat of Allah comes. Rahmat of Allah is the solver of all problems. Wa ghashiyatumur rahma, and rahmat surrounds them from all sides. Wa nazalat alayhimus sakina, and sakina, peace of reassurance, come down. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. That sakina makes the iman of that people grow. By the gatherings of zikr, your iman becomes stronger. Those who make their regular zikr in a gathering, make their regular zikr on their own, their iman becomes stronger all the time. And then at the end of the gathering of zikr, then Allah Ta'ala said, قوموا مغفورا لكم. Get up now. Your sins have been all forgiven. Not only forgiven, قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. I have changed all your sins into good deeds. I have converted them into good deeds. The malaika said, Ya Allah, you have been so merciful and kind on all those people, but this one person, he didn't come for zikr. He came to give a key. He came and give a message or something. So Allah Ta'ala says, هُمْ قَوْمٌ La yashqa bihim jalisuhum. These are such people that whoever just makes any contact, looks at them with respect and honor, they shakes their hands, asks them for dua, just sits with them, I do his work also. Whoever just make, apne hi hai. Those who are friends of our friends, they also our friends. I make their work also. So the zikr majlis we should try and have, keep make this little muraqabah. When we are making zikr, there are quite a few muraqabas, they are written in there. One is, make this that, la ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijab dunallah. When you're making La ilaha, as soon as it comes out from your tongue, more faster than light also. More faster than light, the zikr reaches the arsh of Allah. And there is nothing that can block it. And it goes and plead by Allah Ta'ala for the forgiveness of the person. Musa alayhi salatu was salam asked Allah for a special zikr. Allah said, read La ilaha. He said, everyone reads La ilaha illallah. Allah Ta'ala said that, O Musa, if the seven earths and heavens are placed on one pen of the scale, and La ilaha is placed on the other pen, it will outweigh seven heavens and earth, the value of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, the person who recites it 100 times a day will come on the day of Qiyamah like the 14th full moon. And it is, Al-Shaykh explained that the 14th full moon didn't just become full like this. It was first just a crescent. So your La ilaha is just that crescent. But as you carry on all the time, and everyone must make his zikr until it becomes a full moon. And then your face will shine like the 14th full moon in this world already. And the moon, when it is a crescent, the first of the month, then the whole moon is dark. And only that little light which we all look for so much for the hilal, for the crescent. But then, as you carry on with your zikr, that light increases until no darkness is left. So all your gunas will go out, all your anger will go out, all your bad-nazri will go out. Only light will come, all by the barakat of zikr. And there are many more muraqabas which are very important, and lightly think of them. Then see what the great benefits of zikr is and how you'll benefit. And zikr of Allah, that, oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, you come in my heart. Oh Allah, you're the only one for me. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. What a lovable name it is. Allah is so lovable. His name is so lovable. As we can say, Allah written here. Our Shaykh Arif Billah explained it, that just look there, you can write Allah according to Arabic script in other ways also. But it's not allowed to write Allah's name in any other way besides this way. Like for example, just to make us understand, when we were young, then we made our anthologies, we used to buy that book where all the different types of print is there. So you choose. So like that in Arabic, you can write it in many ways. You got Kufik, you got Sulf, you got different prints also, but you can only allowed to write Allah's name. And if you see that, you will see that the Alif in front first, that is like the pole of the flag. Like the governments have got their flags, and when there's a special occasion, the flag, it flies high. Not half mast, but full, the flag. Right on the top of the alif, that little piece there, that is the flag, and is a flag, and you can see how big this pole is. Then the two lams, how they are joined, you can see it looks like a crown. And on top of that, the tashdeed, that is another crown, because Allah is Malikul Mulk, King of the Kings. Not only one crown He wears, so to say, Allah is King of the Kings, two crowns He's wearing. And then at the end is who, that it's only He? Yes, it's only He. And with that kara zabar on top of the tashdeed, that is an exclamation mark. Is Allah so great? Yes, He is. It's only He, there is no one besides Him. So like that you take it, Allah, 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 and you're connecting with Allah Ta'ala. Then see, not when you're half drowsy, half sleepy. May Allah give us tawfiq. Zikr is very important. We can talk till the cows go home, but the requirement is we make zikr. And so little, 100 times only La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatul Makki Rahmatullah Ali said, if you do your zikr just this 100, it has got more, the same effect of the buzurgs of the past who should make zikr 124,000 times a day. There is detail in that also, the time is finished. So much you will get just by making it 100 times of 124,000. And presently, Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Mutara, Damat Barakatum and them in Jama Masjid, what Mufti Sahib, their zikr is 12 tasbih, 1300 times, 1300 times. Our zikr is only 200, that also we not doing. If the what, how much lower must we make it? And it's even so much if we are not doing, make our zikr and see that inshallah what benefits we get. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana.